I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Podcast, hashtag uprising.
And more. Or okay. Something.
So,
hashtag uprising.
Once last we broke Low Moon Uprising, the party had finally dealt with the sea wolf population at Kess Retreat.
They
did so at the cost of
the captain's ship,
may or may not have exploded. The sailing ship, which is still sitting out there, partially blocking traffic, and could be a problem at some point.
I'll give you
because it's sitting off the edge of the island. You have discovered the secret passage to and from the island, so now you have the ability to do that. And you had gone back and scrounged the island and found treasures.
Weren't they spending like the whole day scrounging the treasure?
No, not really the whole day. 3 or 4 hours.
I thought they spent like 6 or 8 hours is what we decided.
Searching the whole island.
Because I was gonna be able to repair the walls of the castle and run to the city to get my horse and back.
Okay. Well, we're going to pick it up like 2 days later. So.
Okay.
So.
In that case, could I go to the city with him?
You were searching the island. You found things.
He was leaving while you were going to the island, but you could still go. But he's not going to Celeste. He's going to the little town where he left his horse. So it's got like 7 buildings, a little...
I need to go to Celeste.
Bunch of dead mercenaries.
Well, the dead mercenaries are here.
No, there's dead mercenaries there. We, the ranger and I killed like 5 of them.
Oh, those ones? Yeah. Okay. And Lori did survive.
Yeah, Lori.
And she is here and has been recovering for the last 2 days. Okay. And so, it is roughly midnight now. And the keep walls have been restored, the ones that were broken. So were you creating a tower? Is that the plan? Like where the tower was knocked down, you were making a tower?
Yeah, but it's solid. Kind of,
and then
solid.
A hole in the wall and the... It's solid, like, you mean, it doesn't look like it made a block, that kind of thing? Is that what you mean when you say solid?
Well, no, I mean like it's not hollow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's no space inside it.
Right.
Okay.
We're going to have to pay
some. It's more of a column.
Yeah, because it would be much more work to make it inside like empty and stuff. So we're just going fill it up.
Okay, and then they'll have extra rock they can use for something else.
Yeah, and they can fix some of the chisel out or something.
All right, and you fix the wall in the cafeteria.
Yes.
And there were 2 towers, a smaller one and a bigger one.
Yes, I'm fixing this.
All right. So, 2 days after the sea wolf incursion, you've had time to get spells back. You've had time to rest. Unless you were drastically bad off on hit points, you should be at 4 hit points.
I was drastically bad off. Well, but he can heal.
Yeah, throughout,
right?
I think after the fight, I was down.
He can boost. So you should be fine.
I was down pretty bad.
I was down like 14, 15.
I was down 25.
I was down 26.
Yeah, that's definitely within the doable range. Okay?
But should I re-roll for my amulet if I have to re-memorize those phantasmal forces?
Yeah.
Okay.
For this day, find out what it was.
Even odd. It's odd. It's high. So 3.
Yep.
3 little spells.
Probably
the
little
healthiest here.
Define
probably me.
Who's the
highest hit pointed?
Highest max hit points.
Me?
I'm 7. Choice.
Potentially.
The highest maximum hit
points. Oh,
Theon or Diarmuid, one of the two.
Yeah,
Theon, you are anchored.
Because if it counts Diarmuid's.
Does it count anything? Or you,
If Dearborn,
you're good at crawling around in the darkness and not getting hit, he jumps out in front of everything, gets his face punched through.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I like the 15.
Plus, if his hat hit points
you're
count.
Anchored.
If his hat hit points count, he'll have so many.
The elf knows how to sneak.
My max hit points is 15.
I'm a fighter now, so.
You're in the high end for sure.
Hmm?
You'll be in the high
fighter
end.
For
sure. I've ascended to a higher level of profession than the.
What is
that's
it?
Good.
What's
you're
base
wars
level 8? Aaron, what's base wars level?
7th.
And what's your max hit points?
That's
31.
Nice deer.
Which is pretty high for
a movement. That's where you put this deer in a mood.
Yeah. My rolls have been fairly.
Party inspiration.
Yes,
I wanted
not bad.
To head up.
Imagine that. Imagine. Because
I plan on buying food for all my animals.
Yeah, I'm going to get a comic. Okay.
You can probably get most of the food here.
It's either that or you can be a lobster.
There's no town close by, so this whole I'm riding out to town thing was the closest thing is
okay.
A small village.
I'm gonna
that
run
has
for
seven
like,
buildings.
Yeah, and I'm gonna run for like
has
3 hours.
A small farmer's
Jesus.
Market. They sell fruits and vegetables.
No
so, I'm gonna run for like 3 hours to get there.
Celeste
get my horse and run 3 hours back.
About 4 days. 3.5.
And
you came out here.
Chromatic orb is such a good spell.
Caravan.
Do I have to decide my chromatic orb variant when I memorize or when I cast?
I got.
Okay, cool.
A liquid fart in
that makes it way better.
Are you check that? Make sure that crockpot's turned on. I plugged it in, but make sure it's on. Okay, so all I need to know is midnight, 2 days after the Sea Wolf incursion.
Can I assume that I have
what is everyone doing?
Active then?
On the outside.
Okay, so yes, then.
I will take a look at these two mage scrolls that we found.
I'm going to play around with my skull ring.
I'm assuming that
ring.
You probably would have done that in the 2 days intervening if you want.
Yes.
I'm going to play around with my skull ring. Animals. I put the skull on it.
Yes.
And
you could have gotten
the
in.
Day after we
if
found
you wanted,
it.
If you're training, anybody that's training could have gotten in 8 to 10 hours of training.
Can I also use...
I just don't know where I was
three, can I also use 3 improved phantasmal forces to make gems... Try and make like a total of 10 gems.
Sure.
I need someone else to train me
or
in cleric.
Money.
You have to roll your proficiency
as
for every gem.
Okay.
I'll help you with
is it 10 hours?
So I'm gonna try and I'm gonna try and make
10.
I'm gonna try and make 3 gems per spell, which is 3 spells, and try and make them worth as much as I can.
I'm pretty sure it's not enough for me.
Did you already have what was on the scrolls, Ron, or no?
Nope.
Okay.
You want me to generate it?
We can do it right now.
Okay. Also, the gold fist ring. I'll identify that the next day.
Oh wait, I have new spells that I might be able to memorize.
Okay.
As for the spell.
Right.
Could I find anything?
You put the ring on, you cast identify, you swallow
a goldfish.
A goldfish?
Well I got a pearl, I think. I mean assuming he can generate one.
You request a goldfish from the generator. You want to request a goldfish or a pearl?
Which one? Aaron, I'm talking to you. Which one would be easier to do, a 100 gold piece pearl or a goldfish?
I don't think it really changes the difficulty at all.
Well, you have gem cutting, right? So
yeah.
100 gold piece pearl would probably be easier. Right?
It'd be less slimy.
Yeah, and it doesn't wriggle as much going.
Okay, what
once
day?
In a while they come out reusable.
Is this before the last day, right?
This is after the first day.
Okay, so I'll have time to memorize again, like before we pick up in this.
Yeah.
Situation.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll use spectral force on that.
Oh, that's easy then. Okay. Do you believe it?
Yes, definitely. All
right, you create a very believable fish or pearl, rather.
Pearl.
You got confused. It's a pearl fish.
The pearly fish.
Thanks. I crush it up and put it in the bottle.
Oh, you have to swallow it alive. It's in the description as well.
You have to swallow
how do you
the
swallow
pearl?
A
pearl?
Pearl.
Oh, it's a pearl.
Snorts the
yeah,
pearl.
But it doesn't say crushed pearl, though. So you have to swallow it.
He's like,
the 100 gold piece pearl is like this big.
Yeah.
Not big at all.
Knockback.
So. Gone.
I swallow like a pill. Whatever.
Wait, what's it called? It's called... Lorraine's... Creeping Shadow. I also have a spell called Shadow Bolt, but I don't know what that one does yet. Did you bring the other book for that?
Probably. Sorry, Sherry, because she's trying to find Tommy's character sheet.
Super
dagger.
Nice dagger.
How come you're
always so sick? I don't think I'm sick. I don't feel sick.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's only stuff up because I just sneak.
Shun the
non-being. You're probably going to get sick because you're outside earlier.
Shun. Okay. I'm not making very fast progress yet. All right, we'll get to the wrong.
I want to learn what Shadow Bolt does.
Okay, got to learn what Shadow Bolt does. Got it.
I shall bolt people with Shadow Bolt.
Did I already tell you what spells were, what the
yes.
numbers were?
Yeah, no, it just says one has two spells, one has three spells.
Okay. So we have to look and see what the levels are.
Oops.
But we know that they are mage spells. That's the only thing.
It's the kind of DM that goes a lot smoother if you have, like, or it's the kind of thing that goes a lot smoother if you have, like, your DMs.
There's no room to have three DMs.
One,
there
two,
are,
three,
there are
three
four,
five,
DMs
so.
That can properly run.
We're getting there.
Give it time. Give it time.
Not yet. But there will be. I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to learn.
So.
Well, I mean, I'm sure.
Scroll number one.
Sure.
Two spells.
Any of these four people over
ready?
Here could do it if they learn the other spell.
Both first level. You have room for two first level. Oh, you're all.
I'm gonna prep the one. Josh and one shot.
I'm all for 12 hours a day.
Which would be now. Just remember when you go past 18, whenever you don't have the gem up, you can't use anything that's past 18.
It took you guys longer to make your characters than it took me to prep the session. That's how quick it made it.
But I can't transfer on the fly anyway.
I got two new spells last session. Well, two new third level spells. One second, one first, one fourth, and one fifth.
Mm-hmm. First level spell, Wandbane.
Wandbane?
Mm-hmm. Roll and see if you know it.
Wandbane. That sounds like a name. Wandbane.
Wandbane.
Sounds like an animal from Australia.
Bane.
Oh, I have a fine silver mirror. Bane. I should find out how much it's worth.
Oh, one.
So the spell and the variant.
Spell and variant.
Okay. The spell Wandbane, basically it's like Dispel Magic, but it functions against the wielder of a rod or a staff or a wand, and they cannot use the powers of it for D8 rounds. D8 rounds.
Okay, so it's like...
Basically, it makes the wand inert for a D8.
Spell magic.
He did it to save me from poison.
Mm-hmm.
And then I died at the end of the session.
Staff. And rod?
Yep.
Those guys rolled so
range
good.
Is 100 yards.
So
100 yards. Can't use for...
Send a Mandalorian.
Here.
Can't use for D8 rounds.
The show was awesome.
Correct. So basically, the item would become inert for D8 rounds. Assuming the spell is
super good. The end of the season, right?
Save, yes.
Yep. Save negates.
Charlotte.
Ah!
Verbal and somatic only. One segment.
Charlotte.
Okay. One seg. DS only.
Say Silver Fox in the top right corner.
And what was that? That was 100 yards range. And what was that? Help.
One seg. Oh, I got your metal dice.
Okay.
I didn't get metal dice. I got sand metal dice. They're like purple and... blue and
what about the bearing?
Okay.
So silver bolt border, they look really cool.
Is this a Halloween costume or is that like actually...
Probably so.
It's like he looks so beat up. Yeah, that's an actual
okay. costume. The variant will... everything is the same. However...
I think that's just juice.
If the original target makes it save, the effect will jump to another target.
On my direction, or
could be random direction. It will most likely go to an enemy first.
Look at this one.
But it could come back on you or a friend as well.
So, Dad, it turns purple.
I found this in my PHP.
And then it will do. If they like that person has more than one item, it'll randomly pick.
It's stuff
which
from
item.
An old campaign. The person who owned it before us used to run.
Mm-hmm.
This is a homebrew solution for hanging spells so that you can cast them like spell slots in first edition.
This dice usually rolls really good all the time for some reason.
You cast the spell into like the Aether,
and a character named Dramas the Druid.
What?
And a character named Dramas the Druid.
Rhymes with Thomas.
First level human.
Yep.
person didn't roll their dice very good.
That's fine.
Apparently not. What did she say? I'll put the folders on. I just thought the spell hanging thing
okay.
was really
cool. The second spell?
So you will put the folders in the shelf where your bags were.
I can save the pictures at least. You can go to your kill text into yourself if you want.
Oh, that's true. Well, I have most of the stuff already in here. It's just some things got changed since I did the retreat.
What's the best part?
Is probably one you don't know, I think.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Cool. You want to roll and see if you know it?
Yep. Oh, two.
What is going on? Okay. Nistool's magic aura.
Slaying. I have Nistool's magic aura.
Oh, well, then you
have one of the only two PCs to ever cast Mistle's Magic Aura in Mogu.
There you go.
Have a variant.
What is and it? What now is you it? Have a variant.
Now I have a variant.
I already have a variant.
Nope.
What is Mistle's Magic Aura?
Plus one damage to sword.
Makes something look magical when it's not.
Oh, so like.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
So like, to trick, detect magic type mm-hmm. things.
Oh, that's right, I needed the Fey Blade. I forgot I made that
variant.
Fey Blade.
The variant?
Let it stab.
What's the duration on that normally?
That real quick. I don't know.
I just caught it
there. It's gotta be longer, you'd think.
If only it was a
my Fey Blade!
If only it was a serrated sword.
It's not very
Fey
long.
Blade, let
it's casting a full in combat, thank
you. Well, it doesn't do any good in combat.
It lets you hit things that are.
Well, yeah.
Plus one.
Yeah, like that. But other than that, I mean, it doesn't give you a bonus to hit or anything.
No. Other than that, what else would there be?
You just sell it as a magic item.
Oh, so nefarious. Man.
Yes, nefarious, yes. Of course.
Nefarious or greed.
And I'm just chaotic enough to do it.
1 day per level is the normal duration.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So it'll last for days. Like you could stay in town for multiple.
You're taking the stone rocks.
You could stay in town for multiple days. Sell 5 of Jake's long swords.
I feel like that's how you're gonna end up meeting this guy.
Here, you can add. I'll sell you this sword for cheap, but you can't have it identified. That's the only stipulation.
That's not shady at all.
I want people to figure it out themselves. Yeah.
Shopkeepers don't even get them identified. They just sell them. They're like,
unless they're a magical shopkeeper.
Well,
okay.
Don't sell it to someone who's versed in magical items.
We're sending the tree cyan dagger.
The variant, which has to be memorized.
The range. The range means.
Separately. Like, you can't vary it at the time of casting. It's at the time of memorization.
Kind of from him.
The range, which is normally touch, becomes
the range.
1 inch per level.
Delusion.
It's more like a wand kind
of. And the duration becomes 1 hour per level.
Or maybe a club. Maybe awesome club name. You get hit by it. You see delusions, especially if you get hit by the head.
1 hour.
Correct. Per level.
I'm gonna name every magical item I find. Every magical weapon I find.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Casting time sucks on that spell though. No, not really, considering it's not meant. It's more meant for more the nefarious means, not the one that you use it for. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is in a way. Make things seem magical when they're not. Hmm. Okay. Second scroll, 2 spells? 3 spells.
3.
Okay.
2.
Oh no.
First, a third, and a fourth.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll percentile dice on the first one.
Jenny is the highest.
57.
light.
Okay. Third.
Mm-hmm.
91. Which is that within variant range?
What is your percentile dice? It should be.
It's 100% or whatever. 99. I'm at 19 intelligence.
19 like intelligence 95. Is 95%, so it'll be 9.5. So you rolled a 91?
Yeah.
So that means it's variant only.
Variant only, yep.
Yep.
I don't even know that kid's face.
All right. Okay, it's a fly spell, but it works as gliding, not flying. So in other words, you can leave any surface and you can glide for twice the distance of the height of that surface for the duration of the spell. And you land and you'd have to get to height again to do it again. So in other words, if you're 100 yards up and you jump off a cliff 100 yards up, you could glide for 200 yards.
Okay.
Using this spell.
So what's the benefit of it? Like above using just a normal fly?
Debatable if there is a benefit.
Okay.
Hey, what's the difference?
Glide.
Bearing in mind that fly spell normally is 12 inches flat. That's it. So you have a 12-inch movement rate. You can't move faster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could fall, like you could let yourself fall, but with a glide spell, you're going to gain speed all the way down.
Oh, well, I didn't. I thought it was, I just assumed it was the same speed as a fly spell.
Yeah, no, it's gliding. There is no fly. So it has no controlled velocity.
Ooh,
but you are
hurt.
In control of
that
your...
That could hurt on landing.
Well, you're in control of your... So the at the end of the flight, if you fly the full distance, then at the end you'd have zero velocity.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
And if you pull
so
up,
safely
you
could, glide.
Yeah, you can safely glide now. Yeah.
So glide distance.
Twice the distance of the height.
Twice.
And then the fourth one.
If you're 100 feet up.
Last one.
30 feet.
Come on.
And there's no duration. It's just one glide.
No, it has duration, so if you get high again, you can glide again.
Duration as per fly?
Yep.
Okay. And number four, or the fourth spell, 86. So you said my variant chance is within 9?
Yeah, 9.5, so it'd be 10, so 85 and
so
up.
So this is variant also, variant only?
Yep. Fourth level?
Yes.
Polymorph self. So,
you can make yourself into a chicken.
It's variant only. You memorize it, or you pick the animal that you're going to turn into when you memorize the spell. The casting, then when the casting time, when you actually cast the spell, the casting time is only 1 segment. Normally, with polymorph self, you can switch in between all different forms. If you switch forms. After that, it takes 1 full minute to switch. So, like, you could cast it by 1 segment, then 1 round later, you could switch to a different animal, take a full round, just like you can, and then after that, it's a full round every time you want to switch.
Gotcha. So, it's like
the first animal only takes 1 second.
It's like the normal polymorph self, but the first animal has to be chosen.
Set in advance when you memorize the spell.
Gotcha.
Not when you cast it.
And it's only 1 segment.
And it's 1 segment casting, which is a lot faster.
Yeah. So,
it's an escape route.
Polymorph self is one of the coolest wizard spells in the game because you can go, now I'm a bear, now I'm a dog, now I'm a bird, I fly, I swim, you just go, I soar over the water for a while, then I dive in and become a fish, then I go as a fish for a while, and then I jump out of the water and become a frog, and just change one after another after another. And when you finally turn back to yourself, you get a d12 hit points back.
You get hit points back from the bear?
To be chosen upon.
Okay. All right.
I have something.
Okay, make it quick.
Shadow.
Also like
well, I have Shadow Bolt and my gems to do still.
And I have the ring.
Well, the gems are created. Did you roll your
rolls?
No.
They roll your rolls. Okay. You need to wash your dice rolls. You're not a cheat, are you?
No.
And I am fairly certain that that book is not here, actually.
One book.
So you're out of luck on the Shadow Bolt spell.
Damn.
This one was my name books.
Yeah. All I have with me are the magic item books, and not and one spell book,
proficiency
which happens to start at
17 or less. 18.
S.
2.
Q instead of S8.
14. 6. 5. 14.
Okay.
3. 1.
He's making gems. What was the thing
18.
You had? Quickly.
I have a crown ring that I found on the island.
Yep.
I was just going to try and mess around with it.
Okay.
So
you put it on, it changes size to your finger.
My small fingers.
Nice. Whatever effect it has, you don't think it's going to be like cast spells or like that, because you, when you put it on, you feel physically healthier. You feel invigorated.
I'll try to lift something.
Maybe. Might have had some effect, you think.
I'll take it off and try to lift the same thing.
You go try to take it off, it doesn't want to come off.
Oh.
Oh, it's cursed.
You done goofed.
That's two. Huh. I'll try to, like practice swordplay, I guess.
Okay. You feel, like, just a little stronger, maybe.
It increases your strength by 1%.
That's more than that. It's noticeable, so.
Well, not that I would know. I can't take it off.
Yeah, which you assume probably means there is some kind of a downside.
Okay, so my rolls were...
Should I count this as
my
combat
rolls?
Experiences?
No.
Okay.
You have to fight something.
No, I'm saying like...
I'm spending
should
9 hours training.
Should I count
it as training.
3 combats to know what it does?
Yes, but you'll know before then.
When you have 3 combats, you'll know whether or not you need 3 combats.
I'm going to spend 9 hours training and 1 hour listening to my bard in the bottle with Sonnerus.
Oh, listen to his, like, stories.
His tales and whatnot.
Yeah, learning legends.
Is the animal going
to
take that
learn a lot of legends
out of the amulet or whatever?
Hmm? Art of Seal.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so my roles were...
Gold fist ring.
One.
I was identifying it.
Okay. You put it on. And it adjusts to your finger size. And you have to make a saving throw versus spell to get the first quality.
A 1.
Oh. As I recall, that's yucky.
Yep.
That's not a good save.
It just fails to save. I don't think it has any effect other than that, does it?
Okay. So.
Welcome to Lomu.
I now have 2 cursed magic items.
The only cursed magic items in our party, and you have 2 of them.
Well, only 2 items that we know are cursed.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but
okay.
Generally you can probably tell.
Roll percentile dice for me.
13.
I know what I can name it.
Okay. So you're basically your identify functions for what level are you?
I am 7th level. Yes, 7th level.
Yeah, so your identify functions for 7 segments, and the first segment of wearing the ring yields no positive result. You do not feel like you gleaned anything about it.
Okay.
Okay, so you go to the second segment, and you may make a saving throw versus spell.
Made it.
Okay. You
are fairly certain that the ring affects the physical well-being of the wearer during times of stress. Third segment.
Natural 20.
No principle is revealed during the third segment. Fourth segment.
Failed.
Fifth segment.
Failed by one.
Okay. The... you are fairly certain that the ring allows the wearer to fly when the wearer is at full health. Something about duration, but you don't know.
Our party is getting a lot of flying.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a cloud adventure. It'll be fun.
I can't fly, but I can jump.
Okay. Now, that does have a word activation to it, you're fairly sure, but you don't know what the word is yet. You have one last chance to get it. Right, because that was six segments, right? Activation. If you make this one, you will get the word activation for the fly. Or one other property that it has. How are we even odd?
9, 10 made exactly.
Okay, so even it's the word for fly, odd it's the other property. Okay, it's odd. And you find out that it is a ring of weakness, and it actually does not have the ability to fly. That was a false property.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm just weak now.
And you... I assume try to take it off and find out that you can.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
The third curse. Okay.
Now you know what a ring of weakness does is when you get in a volatile situation, like high energy situation and heart rate starts to raise, whatever, it drains you of strength. So you'll have the equivalent of a 3 strength at that time, which won't stop you from functioning as a wizard, amazingly enough.
Good thing, like, I didn't.
But there's no benefits at all.
Correct.
The benefit is
as a false benefit to fly, but you got just far enough to figure out that that was a false benefit. Okay.
Okay. So my rolls were one.
There is one ring yet that's still floating out there. It's the one that was half gold, half silver. Did you have that one, or was it in Party Treasures?
It was not written on Party Treasures. So somebody bought it.
Wasn't you had that one? It's a half gold, half silver ring that interlocks.
I think she found that one. I don't know if she put on a cookie sheet, but I'm pretty sure she found
it. Oh, yeah. I wrote it as 2 pieces gold plus silver. I didn't write ring.
I think I found, like, a... I don't know where I found it either.
My rolls were 1, 1, 2, 14, 15, 18, 18, 5, and 9.
Okay. So...
So I failed 2 of them.
Right. So when you look at them, you are fairly certain that those 2 gems are flawed and probably not worth much.
Okay.
All of the others you feel confident are worth at least 50 to 100 gold pieces.
Okay. So I'll just give the other 2 to, like, somebody else in the party. Like, these probably aren't worth
Give it to one of the maids. New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
You know. Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah. I need the 2 of you to roll, both of you to roll d6.
Me and.
You
and for surprise.
For Dermud and Bazor.
Okay. 5. 1.
Okay. So it is midnight, 2 days after the Sea Wolves. It is about 3/4 moon, so it's pretty bright outside. 20% canopy cloud, 60 or so degrees, spring. There's dampness in the air. The moon has a sort of a yellow haze around it. And what are people doing at midnight?
I would like to be...
Mind you, normally some people sleep at midnight.
Oh yeah, there was one more thing I wanted to say. I wanted to try and study the gem that I got for Theon. The diamond that I got.
I was going to be messing with the amulet to try and...
Oh, okay. All right, hold on.
Yeah, I want to try and study it because I want to be able to learn it well enough to try and make it myself.
Okay. Yeah, it's good sized and diamonds are very intricate, so you're talking about hours.
Yeah. And I wanted to be doing that other than for my memorizing and making those gems and...
rebuilding the keep.
Well, I did that on the day that they were searching the island, though. So other than just making the gems and memorizing, I don't have anything else to do. So I could do that
during that time
throughout the whole 2 days.
Okay, so that's up to you. He wants 10 or 12 hours to study the gem.
Yeah, well, I was going to spend a couple hours in trying to figure out what it did.
We had 2 days, so...
Yeah.
So. Okay. All right. So just roll a d20.
Okay. 20.
Okay, you are fairly certain. I mean, you look at it; it is extremely intricate. At first, you think, "Yeah, I think I'm going to get this. I'm going to figure out." As you get toward the end, you feel like you probably just can't make it. It has to reflect light in so many different ways. When you look at it from different angles, it works like a prism, and at the same time, it's a clear, hard substance of intensity.
Is there any?
You just think it's beyond your ability. Now, you can make something that looks like it. You can make a replica, but if somebody who knows diamonds looks at it, they're going to know that's not what it is.
Is there any... Do I know of any like gems or minerals or anything that I could potentially make actually really high value of? Like?
Yeah, you need to get something that doesn't like have variance across it. So you probably... You're talking about things like...
Can I think of anything like my character?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some things. You're talking about more like crystals and
pearls.
Like lapis lazuli pearls are an example, things like that.
I'll try and make a somewhat sizable, like, unflawed pearl.
Like, okay.
Let's see.
That's your pièce de résistance.
Yeah.
See what you can do. All right, roll one time.
8.
Okay. So it's 2 inches across, and based on your appraisal of it, mind you, could be a little biased since you created it.
Yeah.
We also have to make sure it's real. Roll a d20. Fail your saving throw, see if it's real.
Let's see. Did I fail?
Give yourself -2 and no range protection.
I make it exactly with -2.
Okay, so you don't. It's starting to fade away. Even the spell is ending. The spell is ending. However, before you lost the spell, you would have said that the pearl was worth 700 gold.
It's pretty good.
But then it faded.
I'm going to try again.
Okay. Roll again.
19.
Okay. Even its ending...
Well, isn't that for gem cutting? Do I need to roll gem cutting again? Or?
Oh, yeah, so that would actually fail your gem cutting roll.
Okay, but that I can just... Am I able to redo that, or...?
Well, it would be part of the casting. So
okay.
It would be every time you do the spell. Mm-hmm. Although you could just not try to make it real, I guess. Yeah, so you could just not try to make it real and then just adjust it, and then...
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so in that case, you probably don't have to roll gem cutting if you actually get it right.
Okay.
Does that fail to save?
Yeah, 7.
Okay. All right. So you assess it, roll 1 gem cutting.
19, so I failed gem cutting by 2.
You think it's probably worth around 300 gold.
Okay.
300 question mark?
And it did take you, it takes about an hour to do each one of those.
Okay.
Easy.
Probably worth it though. Yeah.
300 gold piece an hour, that's a pretty good living wage.
If you can pull that off, yep. Okay, did you have a question on?
The first one was going to be 700. I knew that whatever rings they put on, if I knew that it wouldn't come off, then I was cursed. Or at least it was
weird. No, they haven't mentioned it.
Sheep, kill it, eat it, use a wolf more. More fantastic.
There's a 2 on transfer.
I could just make a sheep.
One up to it. Can you map it out?
Yes, exactly.
I rolled a 2.
Here.
I have 3 spells.
Roll another roll and see if you can capture free magic.
Actually, 4 spells.
You have 4 spells in the roll?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, it's a fourth going down to a... Oh, no, it's 3 spells. It's a fourth going into a third and a first.
Okay. Roll and see if you can capture free magic.
D20?
Yep. It's a transfer roll.
6.
Okay, roll D3, 3 cantrips.
I don't have room in these pouches, like, genuinely, just,
so
I have too much money.
So do you want to put your fancy rings on? They're very pretty.
How big?
Are you sure?
I am going to...
Everything on this island is cursed.
How big are these pouches?
Excuse me, which, by the way, the sword that you have that your dad made is of exquisite quality. You do have to maintain it, however.
How big is this pouch? How big are pouches for the coins and stuff?
They'll hold about 75 gold value, maybe 8-10 gems.
You have your big gnome pouch.
I need a lot more pouches.
You have your gnome sack.
Yeah, I'm using a gnome sack.
You have a gnome sack of
my, one of the small
gnome sack of gems. All right. Did you put the ring on?
No, but I am going to use my unicorn amulet.
You're sleeping in the middle of the night. You wake up. Oh, I never put that ring on.
No.
It's
like
Aaron, do you remember what
I am going to go outside,
we need to head back
not
to
outside
City
the
eventually.
Keep, outside,
the
and I'm going
oh,
to
drop
use
off
my
the
unicorn amulet.
G1.
Okay.
And
so
I am going to ask her if it is a magical item.
The
thief I know
and
she
to get paid for this quest, and
like
that's where we'll get our discount on the alchemy.
Can she
goods,
tell if there's anything wrong with
which,
it?
No.
Which I did save all the alchemy goods.
Sorry.
No,
that's fine. Okay. How was your night?
Okay. Don't really remember. Whenever I'm in the angle, it's sort of like I went in and then I come out and nothing has happened
probably,
to me. Between.
Probably
so. So you, so you just like disappear, you don't sleep, you don't do anything? It's just
I guess so.
Do you ever feel exhausted?
I get tired if I stay out for a long time, if I run. I teleport too much.
Would you like to roam around for a little bit?
Sure. Sounds good.
Can
I go in the woods?
Huh?
Can I go in the woods? I'll come back.
What are you talking about?
You can roam a little outside the keep. There's goblins, and I'm not trying to get you killed. If you get killed, you know.
Goblins probably can't even see me if I'm alone.
Is that true, though?
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I just said it was. I don't lie.
All right, go ahead, but if you don't come back, you know, I'm going to have to go looking for you.
And I'll never see you again.
That's not nice, jeez.
Well, that's what'll happen if I don't come back.
Well, yeah.
Who's she talking to?
My
unicorn.
Oh.
Okay, bye. She disappears.
Whoa! All right, I guess I'm gonna spend time with my
creatures.
Animals.
They're not able to lie. They cannot lie.
In theory.
I guess I'm gonna hang out with
it. Well, but if it believes it to be true and it says
like
that, it's not true, then it's not
good.
Really.
Okay, so, finally, it's midnight, just tell me what you're doing. Don't ask me any more questions.
I said over the 2 days I was trying to look at my amulet.
I understand that, you didn't figure anything out.
I was gonna like cast spells anyway.
Okay, what spells?
Augury, I was gonna augury about it.
Okay, what are you gonna augury?
Okay, I was going to augury to see if it augmented my clerical abilities.
If it augments your clerical abilities? Yes.
Okay.
Isn't this the
2 days I have... Two auguries the first day, and I could get four the second day.
Yes, and you could tick off your god too, so be careful.
Hey, Hermes.
They're not your
Hermes.
Pocket eight ball
Hermes
up there.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Hermes. Hey.
What's the second question?
Smitten!
Hermes, aren't you supposed to be traveling?
Come on.
Hermes just
well,
like.
I'm not, I don't have to cast the spell until I can.
Hermes like, smitten, fool!
Soon it will be midnight, and you will be doing something.
I see that.
I will
so, I have so much money right now.
Consult who?
Dude, hook me up.
Bill,
how much money do you have?
My
54 gold.
Oh, okay.
I have 950 in gems.
About whether or not to cast
more
auguries, or about whether...
Then I have 136 platinum pieces.
If I need your money, I'll come to you.
Oh, I forgot to write down my pearl.
Okay.
Does it have a connection with Hermes?
He's
154 gold.
Fairly.
If I sold all of my items, I'd be rich.
Relaxed about it, so he kind of feels like just wear it and use it when the time comes.
I feel like it's a resurrection thing. That's my hunch.
No, that's.
Okay, I'll cast one more augury and
that is,
ask.
Requires a diamond, and that is material component for diamond.
Time will come soon.
That's probably reasonable.
Will the time come within the next 3 months?
No, I think it might be one of these things.
It's a little outside the purview and augury because who knows what you could choose to do.
They're gods.
Yes, they are not omniscient like actual god. Anyway, so...
Do they
yes.
Think?
Okay. That's fine. I'm going to sleep. Okay. All right. Now, it's midnight, 2 days after the sea wolves. What is Phaser doing at midnight? Okay, that's the answer I wanted. If you're willing, you are rendezvousing with Lori, who is feeling better.
Okay, I'll go find Lori.
Okay. Yeah. So Lori and Bezor spend from about 10:30 to about 1 o'clock in the morning just kind of talking and gazing at the moon and that kind of thing. And then the rest of the night, well, until something potentially happens anyway, in her chambers.
Smooching.
So the question is Bezor willing to do calisthenics?
Sure.
Okay. So, calisthenics in Lori's
now
room.
A man.
All right.
This is not the first calisthenics.
Okay. Deer mood.
Yeah.
You know I'm the old, like the oldest person here, right?
Besides the elf.
Yeah, besides the elf.
You ever seen him? No, I've not seen a movie. I was going to say I've seen the movie 40 Year Old Virgin, but I've not seen that movie, nor will I.
Yes, I have.
I am.
Have you heard the movie title?
I've heard the movie title, yeah. And what are you doing at midnight? 2 days after the sequel.
Listening to Sonorous tell me stories.
All right. Sitting up late, sipping at your wineskin.
You see, Dearmood, in his eyes, is making a discount.
About
the
dragon wars. He's telling you about the dragon wars and the searching out of the dragon orbs and how close one side got to getting all the orbs and how the other side sort of panicked, and that's what brought to an end the Year of the Dragon.
That's
amazing
awesome.
Stories that are thousands of years old.
That's awesome!
Okay. And what is Brunson doing at midnight, 2 days after the Seawolves?
If I don't have to memorize the next day, then I would be studying.
Okay. Yeah. Probably don't have to memorize the next day unless you've had other miscellaneous things or things you wanted to prep.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Like Stone Skin or things like that.
I don't have Stone Skin. I would love to have Stone Skin, but I don't.
For example.
Yeah. I think she's the Stone Skin.
Okay.
I will be studying my spells.
Okay. So. Picking them apart and looking for oddities.
Surrounded by stone skin.
Roll percentile dice.
I learned that.
Are you doing this by candlelight or by continual light? Continual light can be a little distracting.
Like while I'm studying, it'll distract me?
It can be a little distracting. Because sometimes you see things out of the corner of your eyes.
I'll just do it by candlelight.
Okay, roll some puddles.
It's boring to get that
way. 91.
What is it?
99.
Okay. You're mostly pulling apart different phrases and stuff that you've seen before, looking for something new. And for the first while, anyway, nothing. Okay.
Can I be studying a specific spell?
Yes, absolutely. That's the best way to do it.
Let's see. Let me calculate how much money I have.
Beyond?
Midnight? Well, I'm going to go until 6 hours before I'm supposed to wake up. And then during that time, I'm going to be praying and talking to Hermes.
I have almost 3,000 gold pieces.
About possibly like a way to get
money.
My withdrawal.
Money
faster.
Okay.
And that's
meditating and praying about
assets. That's
faster withdrawal.
That's not any,
got it.
Any items or anything
in your room? In the dark, or candlelight, or
other candlelight.
Okay. The keep itself, the room that you guys are staying in. Remember that there's the ring room, which has enough beds for everybody. And that's where most people were staying. The guest chambers are still not ready, unless one of you wants to do something about it. But otherwise, you're still not ready.
It's not my shtick.
Okay.
You do that up to midnight.
Lift rocks.
All right. And you're fellowshipping with animals.
Hold on that thought.
Okay.
How long would it take me to meditate for 2 spells and then sleep for 2 spells? 2 spells would probably be.
First level's 5. 2 first level spells? What level? They go
1 first level, 1 fourth level.
That's 5 spell levels. So that's 1 hour and 15 minutes.
That's fine.
You have to get
six hours
sleep.
I know this sounds bad, but I'm going to do animal summoning. So that's summoning. I might do 3. Huh.
You can't switch them out by individual spell.
Huh?
To get different spells that you have in memory, you have to rotate them.
No,
she wants to cast them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then meditate to get them back.
Okay, so you're going to cast them and meditate to get them back.
Yeah. If I don't like the animal I get, I'm going to use animal.
I think
that... Summon animals, you know, the first level spell. Right now I'm using the fourth level. I'm going to try getting something. Because I have animal friendship because of the weasel. Because I, you know, meditated and then slept. And now I got all my spells back, so I'm going to use them and see if I can get something good.
It's like an animal vending machine.
No.
Put my dollar in, hit the button, see what pops up.
Okay.
It's our
house.
You're my friend.
I'm sorry.
You are going out late that night
to
cast animal summon and see what animals you get.
Yes. Animal summon.
Pokemon Master.
Because there's a tier somewhere else at some point in time.
Yeah. There's different numbers. Okay.
And then the other druids of that level will all come to try and face her.
No!
To get their badge!
To train at her gym.
To get their gym. To train at her gym and get
the gym
their
badge is actually
fun. Masters are just druids.
What's that?
No!
They're replacing the entire druidic challenge system with a gym system.
You don't have your
nature fight. Feels like spicing it up a little bit, so.
Druids across the country set out at 12 years old from their,
are you going to the forest?
Their countryside manor.
Or
the
plains.
To
the forest or the
plains?
Out where it's grassy or out where it's tree.
While their mom's date with
or on the waterfront. Water animal, a plains animal, or a forest animal? That's the question. You won't get a sky animal in the forest.
If I get a water animal, it's going to need to be in water, and I don't think I can do that.
Usually true, although some are amphibious, but yes.
Ask if you can borrow Sonar's.
So it's either plains or forest.
Oh, the bark?
Wouldn't the bigger, beefy creatures be in the forest?
They all got to be
some most of the time, maybe.
Then I'll probably head
they
to
they would be
forest.
In the tiger.
You're in the forest?
Oh, do plains, you could get like a cow.
I don't want a cow. I could go buy
you
a cow.
No, plains, you could get bison.
Elephant.
Plains, you could get.
She rides in a battle with a
snake. You could get, like.
It would be awesome.
Lions, maybe?
I could always.
Wait, is
I
like
always,
Savannah. Is like a.
No, it's not plains.
I could always cast it again, so.
Is like,
Okay.
Hard to ride what's
in battle because they don't turn very good.
So, you go in the forest. Between 11 and 19.
I don't.
You cast the spell.
Like
yeah.
Wait, what are her options
spin,
for
but they don't, like, when
what?
Going
what are the options for biomes that she like? She should
biomes.
Yeah.
She doesn't get any control over
if
biomes.
If they're full stop, they can spin.
She, forest, plains, or water. It's where you go to cast that.
Okay.
Oh, well,
what about sky? What if you go way up in the air?
Sky would come. Yeah, maybe if you were way
in
the air, but she's on the ground. So from the ground, she'd get sky if she more like.
Wait, so if I climb the trees, would I be able to do it?
No, you'd probably be like mountains. Where you're looking at.
What if you have
when
Charlotte
you sky,
fly
you
up
much
in the air with her bow?
Away from.
You have Charlotte fly you
anyway,
up in the air with
you
your
cast
bow.
It, and
then you cast it.
I could take her off flying.
A 3.5 foot long green lizard.
Oh, it's a lizard. What's
it has a, from head to tail, it's 3.5 foot long. It's got sharp teeth. It's a carnivore.
3.5 foot carnivorous lizard. That is awesome.
And it's pretty quick. It slithers up over a log and surprises you when it first arrives.
Like
wait, what color is it?
It looks like one of those, what are they called?
Iguana?
I want to say raptor, but that's not right. It's the ones that make a mess when they eat their food.
What are insectoids? Hold on.
When they eat their rats, they make a huge mess.
Rats?
What?
You know rats?
Yeah, or whatever. When they eat live food.
I'm guessing it's...
I can't think of what the name of it is now.
Komodo dragon.
No.
What was your question?
Those are the lizard that... It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Monitor?
No, that's not that at all. Karen had one years ago, but I can't remember.
Iguanas are vegetarian.
It'll come to me.
So is it? Aren't insectoids insects, right? Yeah.
What?
Are insectoids insects?
Animals. Yes. Insects are
animals.
Bearded
dragon.
Would that be an insect?
No, that's a lizard. So it's.
Yeah.
It's a
reptile.
Yeah. Like a snake.
Well. I could.
Anyway,
I could.
He
work
stands
with
there
this.
And waits for a moment to see what you're going to tell him to do.
Be my friend.
I am going.
Say goodbye to your family.
Is that Texas yep. Corn deliver?
Let me see. Oh my gosh,
What is it?
I am going to...
Are you sure that wasn't a hippopotamus?
Sure wasn't a hippopotamus.
So only one appeared, right?
Correct, only one.
Only one?
It's massive.
I'm gonna cast Animal Friendship. Shoot, why not? I'm gonna get a giant lizard.
Be my friend.
Okay.
I will bend your will to mine.
You cast Animal Friendship, and it makes a saving throw immediately, but then you have to stay with it for an hour to find out whether it becomes a... And it fails its save. So it feels friendly toward you.
So I'm going to head back to the cave.
A Gila monster?
You're going to take it with you back?
Yes, and I'm also, when I get back to the keep, I'm going to do one more thing. It's another first level spell. I'm going to cast, hold on. Where is it?
AKA monitor.
Oh, okay, I'm going to cast...
It might be the monitor that I'm thinking about. I thought it had a different name.
Varanus
Savador. I'd say a monitor is the only kind of lizard I can think of that eats meat. The rest of them are all plants.
Insects.
I am going to cast Speak with Animals.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, but I thought there was another name for it.
Well, they have other names, but it's...
Now it's on cats.
Calico.
I am
a calico. I'm going to cast Speak with Animals. And I'm going to talk to the lizard.
Okay. He's just sitting there licking his nose.
Do you have a name? You don't know what a name is, do you?
My cat might be a blend of this and a calico. I don't
think
it's Frank. It's basically a cat.
Okay, so I'm gonna describe this to you the easiest way I can. A name is something I can call you.
You're moving very fast.
Top 10 world's most dangerous fish.
Talk slower.
Okay. A name is something I can call you.
A name, good. A name.
Do you want a name?
A name. I'm a name. Who are you?
You're a name?
When are you going to learn that animals don't get the concept of names? This is like the fourth time we've been through this.
I shall refer to you as Nah.
So what do you like to... Okay. What do you like to eat?
Meat.
Friend by choice number one. Friend by choice.
Squirrels. Chipmunks.
That's awesome. My chipmunk is gonna hate me.
You have a pet chipmunk and the thing eats chipmunks.
She's a chipmunk, a snake, a wolf.
Look at this turtle too. A soft shell.
I now have a weasel. I think I'm gonna name you.
I smell food.
You could go hunting for food if you like.
What are you thinking
chipmunk
of, maybe?
I don't like this one.
You think of a Gila monster?
Okay.
Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
What is it?
A Gila monster?
Gila monster. Gila monster.
Gila monster. That might be what
there's a 5 foot tall flying bird.
There's a spider that eats birds.
Hey, you've never seen that before? Thing looks like a almost like a human.
Hold on.
It's
hold
so
on.
Big. Creepy.
I'm gonna tell the chipmunk.
You're called Greater Agenda.
I'm gonna try him for a little while, and if you don't feel comfortable, I'll let him go. Okay.
What's a Greater Agenda okay. look like?
It's a massive
looks like a
it's gonna work with that big snake.
A what?
He's gone now, thank goodness.
Yeah, he left. He didn't want to stay at the party, so.
I feel better since he left.
Yeah.
He made me feel like I had constipation.
Well, I'm sorry you felt that way.
My middle was very tight. He's gone now, so.
So, what do you think we should call him?
Now, did you ask him what his name was?
He said he didn't have a name. He don't even know what a name was.
If we don't name him, he won't stay around.
Well, I gotta ask if he wants to stay around. I gotta figure out if I want to keep him. For now, I'm gonna keep him, and if he wants to leave, I'm gonna let him leave.
Okay.
Just like I did with you.
Is that an eagle?
Mm-hmm.
Except for you, you were first. Alright, what should I call him?
I was hoping for another chipmunk.
I could probably go look.
Which, when are we going to get around to that deal we had?
I actually could probably do that. I have locate animals, so I mean I could probably do that.
Let's do it. I'm for it.
All right. Hold on. Before we do that, I have to
possibly friend me a mate.
I have to.
It's like school. You forcibly friend. You forcibly made me be your
actually,
friend.
That's promised
unfair.
Her chipmunk so sexual so activity. That's what she promised.
I
was very eager to do so.
It's been 2 days since you made the promise.
Oh, jeez. You're cruel.
No, I said I'd get to it at some point. I never said when.
She promises a certain amount of time.
I have to give him a name first. So, let's see.
It's a huntsman?
Probably. Name it the stupid green log with legs. Turtle like that.
Imagine that chewing on your neck.
You know, I'm gonna give him a name.
That's
later.
What I'm gonna call it. He can't hear me anyway.
I'm gonna give him a name later. I am okay. So I'm going to leave the lizard. I'm going to put him in my room.
You have to give me at least for an hour.
Oh yeah. So he's gonna have to come with me.
Wherever you're going, you have to keep with him for an hour.
Oh no. Oh no. No.
Should I get a carrier?
Oh, we're going chipmunk hunting, huh?
Yeah, no.
Locate chipmunk.
You might with him around, you might not need the spell locate chipmunks. He might go locate chipmunks anyway.
Yeah, but then he'll eat it.
Well, that's true.
Tell him find the chipmunk.
I can see things getting out of control there.
But capture it alive.
I'm
going
to be.
Okay.
Do you like mice? Does he like mice?
Yes.
You like mice? Yes. You want to go hunting for mice?
Specifically, I usually eat whatever I can get.
So I'll let you look. I'll be close by, but I gotta do something else. So you can, you know, go from probably 5 feet away to look around or something. Not too far, okay?
Not too far.
Thank you. And then we're gonna head out back to the woods.
Okay, back to the woods. We're hunting for female chipmunks.
And I'm going to use locate animals. Try to look for a female chipmunk and hopefully not a boy chipmunk.
Okay. So, for the first little while using locate animals in the woods,
mm-hmm.
you do not find any chipmunks.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have a wild that you can search, so I'm going to look and see how long that wild is.
No way. A giant Amazon spider feasts on an opossum.
If there's no female chipmunks, I'm going to say they smelled you and they decided to leave.
Yeah, and they're like this big.
Opossum, it's opossum.
To the lizard or to the chipmunk?
I was just joking. If I actually told him that, I don't think he'd be happy.
Yeah, it does not sound nice, does it? Not a very nice thing to say at all.
Well, I mean, if I said it to a lizard, it'd probably be understandable.
Yeah. Even then, he'd be like, you're saying he's crazy. Okay, it's one round per level. So, first round, no chipmunks. Round two. You're walking through the woods.
Yeah.
No chipmunks.
I got six more.
Round three. No chipmunks. There's gotta be chipmunks around here somewhere. He's like prancing on your shoulder. He's like super excited. He's like, of course, you can't talk to him now, so he's chittering away. Round four. Aha! No, that's all right. It's a natural 100. No chipmunks. Round five.
A bird.
No chipmunks. How many you get? Eight?
Yeah.
Three left. Ah, okay. You located some chipmunks.
Hopefully it's a female.
Two of them.
Or female.
Even. Female, odd male. Both female.
Ooh, he's got the jackpot.
He's got the jackpot.
You're having a fun time.
Well, I'm going.
You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
What's the Duke?
Go play.
Drop him.
Have fun. Over there, just see what happens.
You got
I guess so.
Alright, you roll a reaction roll. Chipmunk number one, he's gonna see if he can befriend. Oh yeah, she's pretty open to
it.
She's doing it.
You found two female chipmunks.
Okay, so the first female chipmunk he gets very friendly with very quickly. The other one runs away and gets out of reach before he can interact with her.
Like,
well, while they like, get their little time
there's
together.
Chipmunk heavy breathing and
well, right. While that's going on, I'm gonna. Have I seen my unicorn at all?
Chipmunk's like, ha, ha, Bezor!
During this time, I'm gonna be checking up on my, what am I supposed to call it? Is it an actual just lizard? Like, is it a specific lizard?
No,
it is a giant lizard.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Now, chloroform takes too long to work, like in reality.
Giant lizard Anami.
It's a boy, right?
It is a boy.
Okay.
It's a dude.
Okay.
During this time, I'm gonna stay away from the chipmunk. I'm not trying to be around.
You don't want to watch the chipmunk.
No, I don't.
It's a learning experience.
Don't make the chipmunk make
something
learners.
The druids need.
You don't
want to
cast speak with animals now and see what they're saying.
No!
That's just pillow talk, baby.
you could learn something. These are.
But
no, intimacy of thing is the thing you're not familiar with.
Okay, so I'm gonna.
I learned all my intimacy from chipmunks.
Okay, so. You imagine that? Like that.
I got a question. If I try telling him I'm going back to the keep, will he come back later?
Chipmunks?
Yeah. Okay, then I'm gonna tell him I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him I'm gonna come back later. I'm not trying to be around that. But I am gonna go out to the plains.
Listening with very important.
You what?
I shouldn't do that. I should probably wait till tomorrow. I'm gonna get a new animal tomorrow.
Okay, well, anyway, it's after midnight now, so you're in the woods at midnight.
Yeah.
Alright. And you're camping, but away from the others. This is already after you've stuck away.
Okay.
Bella?
Can you
say, wait, before I go on
it's,
your farm?
Get, wait, hold on, I got my tongue.
Warboot.
I can't remember what his name.
Renesmee.
Just flowers dripping down on wood.
Okay. So Renesmee, traveling through this region. Basically, you're in that area of your career where you have two choices. You can become a long-term monk servant. So you work in the library. You shine the plates, you sweep the floors, you mop, you tend the plant, things like that. Or you can go out in the world and further the views of your monastery and experience the world and see things and do things like that. And then you still have to go home for training, or otherwise you have to find a monk out here that will train you, either way. But so after several months of the mopping and the washing dishes and then, of course, there was the observing where, like, for 3 days at a time, where you weren't allowed to talk at all for 3 days at a time, and things like that. Not that you felt uncomfortable, but it just didn't really appeal. You know, you could do it. You completely have the willpower. Your mind is very oriented. It just really was kind of boring. I mean, you hadn't seen much of the world like that. So you were traveling, and. Currently, you're traveling through what's considered to be Southern Dulan. You know that it's a nation at war. You're not a warrior, really. You can fight. I mean, when it comes down to guys, you know, especially like in a simple one-on-one combat or maybe with a couple of guys, you can hold your own pretty well. But when it comes to, you know, knights with heavy armor or dragons or, you know, all that stuff would be outside your reach, okay? So you're traveling through the woods, and you're basically looking for a place to camp. Now, you can make a fire anywhere, because you're good at that, but if you make a fire out in the middle of nowhere, it tends to stir up trouble. So people will come from miles around, monsters, goblins, whatever, and you know these woods are full of goblins. And so you don't want to make a fire somewhere where it's going to be seen from a long distance and stir up trouble. And so you're still looking for a camp, even though it's getting pretty late. You're not, because you're so physically trained, you don't have to sleep as much as the average individual. You can walk 16, 20 hours a day without really a problem if you have to. I mean, you're very much in control of your body. Okay? And as you're traveling through the woods, you see a small light that's sort of lighting up the bark of the trees and the branches and so on. And you figure somebody has a campfire. And, you know, if it's a human, travelers commonly share campsites and campfires, but you can tell where they've picked a pretty good spot, and it might be the best spot around, so you can go closer and see who it is or see what's going on. Is that what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you might even get to talk to somebody instead of being out in the woods by yourself. You've seen a lot of like goblin droppings. You've seen goblin equipment, stuff like that, but you haven't actually seen any goblins.
Goblin
yet.
Poo.
Okay. They just basically cop a squat wherever they have to go. So they're not very. They're not very sanitary. So anyway, as you approach, are you going up quietly, or are you just going to kind of stroll in, or what do you want to do? You do have the ability to be quiet. We didn't write the percents on your character sheet yet, but we'll do that. Or maybe we did.
Just stroll in, because I don't want to scare them away.
Okay, so you're just kind of... Okay, so as you are kind of casually approaching the camp, you're maybe at 20 yards away, and there's low-lying brush in the trees, and so you don't actually see whoever it is. Whoever it is doesn't have a horse or horses, and there's a fire burning, and you see the light, but you don't see the fire yet. You just kind of see it. The bushes look a little lighter in color. And whoever it is must be laying down, or they must be short, because you don't see them either. However, as you're approaching at about 20 yards, you do see somebody in the bush, and it kind of makes you wonder if maybe there's somebody going to the bathroom there or something. You see somebody to your right squatted down in the bushes. And then, just as soon as you see them, and they have not noticed you yet, they edge forward, and you realize whoever it is kind of sneaking up on the camp. What do you do?
Hmm. Yeah, can
we
sneak around
the dark?
I know what
you would do. Slowly sneak up on it?
Okay, so up on the person sneaking up on the camp, basically, or is that the plan?
Hey, what are you doing there?
So roll percentile dice. You take 2d10 and you roll them in order.
Stay with us.
Tommy, do you have a set of dice you can just give her?
I already told her I have a set at home, but I will give her a
okay.
Which one do I use?
I have one, too, that I couldn't find it before I came today. I was having all kinds of work.
Those are mine just borrowing right now. But
okay.
Which dice do I use?
Okay, so they look like this. They have 1 through 10 on them.
Oh, crap.
And actually, the one might have like 20, 30, 40, 50.
Under the cube.
Which one? This one? No.
Yep, that one. Yep.
Yeah, and then the other one. It's wrong. That's all
it. The other one, it looks just like it. Next to the bay, the one with all the sides.
Yep. Uh-huh. And you roll them and you read them in order.
2 and 6.
Okay. So you're creeping through the trees. You're intentionally being quiet. And you feel like you're being fairly quiet. Okay. Now, when you use a skill like that where it's kind of, you think you're going to be quiet, but you might not actually be on quiet, you roll and I also roll. And then I roll a dice to see whose dice roll we use. So that means you might think you're being quiet, but somebody else might listen to you and you're really not being all that quiet, for example. Okay? But you think you're being quiet as you creep forward. As you get closer still, you're at about 10 yards out and you see there are actually two people who are creeping up on the camp.
Uh-oh.
And one of them is in the brush to your right and the other one is in the opposite side. So there's a small clearing that's maybe about 15 feet across, not very big at all, and it's all surrounded by bushes. And you can't see down into it yet because there's still bushes in your way. But you can see this guy, and he is crouched in a bush. And from the look of him, now it's dark other than the light from the campfire. And the woods overhead of you is blocking out most of the moonlight. So it's pretty silhouetted in here, and you don't see in the dark any better than a normal human does. Okay, but you see that the guy who's there, he is just raising a crossbow. Looks like he's gonna shoot into the camp area.
Uh-oh.
Looking across the other side, you see another person. He also is preparing to do something, but you can less detail there because he's on the other side of the light. Okay? So, in theory, that means there's somebody in the camp that is about to be killed unawares. And because you're lawful good, that's something that you would not agree with.
Yeah.
That's not nice. That's murder. Yeah. Killing somebody in combat is one thing. Killing somebody unawares is another. So what do you want to do?
That's an order.
You wait very long, they'll probably shoot. If they shoot, that might be the end of whoever's in there.
I'm
going to
attack them.
Okay, so you're going to move on the guy that's on your side?
Uh-huh.
Okay, can you roll with your 20, please?
No.
7.
Okay. You're in camp. Fire's burning, but it's pretty low. You purposely picked a place where it's not visible from a distance, so you don't have to worry about goblins. The mercenaries shouldn't come and find you. You should be safe.
Yeah.
You figure They said tomorrow they're headed into Kest, to the Kest Estate. Once they go in there, then you can go back the way you came without running into them again. So it should be pretty easy. However, all of a sudden, as you're laying in camp, you're awake. It's probably midnight. You're awake. And your sword is laying next to you. You rarely ever sleep with it in the scabbard because it takes time to get it out.
Okay?
And plus, maybe you don't feel all that comfortable unless it's within
the room. I just attacked.
Since you started training with it when you were two.
I did. I attacked.
Anyway, you hear a twig break in the brush.
Uh-oh.
And it can't be even 5 or 10 yards away. It's not far at all. Much closer than you would expect. And so at that point, you roll for surprise. So you roll a d6. On a 1 or 2, you're surprised. Okay? So you're surprised, which means when you first hear that, you're going to go, wait, what is that? What should I do? Your mind is racing rather than jumping up and acting right away. And what is your dex?
16.
Okay, so at 16, you actually get +1 on that dice. So that's that becomes a 3. Then they roll. And then that determines how many surprise segments there are. It's a comparative roll, whatever they roll versus what you roll. Okay? But the very first round, at least, is what's considered a surprise segment. It means it's only 6 seconds long, but something is happening during that time, and you're not doing anything. Okay? So, you can roll initiative. You roll a d6.
Roll a cube.
Roll a d6.
The cube.
The one that makes the number between 1 and 6.
Or cube.
Cube.
Yep. You'll get used to them. Okay, you roll. Yep.
4.
Okay, so you roll the 4, and then what's your dex? Do you get dex bonus?
The second number on that column there.
There it is.
Dex is...
It's the second one.
Yeah, it's 15.
15, okay. So that's no bonus to that dice. So you rolled a 4?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're advancing on the guy. Are you still trying to move quietly as you move to attack him, or are you just going to rush him? You'll get
rush
there faster
him.
If you rush him, and you're pretty
rush
quick
him.
On your feet. All right,
so
you charge up to him. Okay. He does realize that you're there, and he turns. You see it's a human, not a goblin, but a human in light armor, probably chain, you think. And he has a crossbow that he was aiming into the camp site already, and as you charge up to him, he turns and somewhat blindly fires the crossbow at you. Okay. So you hear dunk, and the crossbow misses you and soars off into the woods somewhere, and you hear a couple of trees, like it goes, hits a couple of trees going off into the woods. Okay, but then you're on him, and the only weapon he had out was the crossbow, which means now you're not in any danger of him attacking you again, but he'll be trying to get out a different weapon.
Now you're cracking your knuckles.
You hear the shot of the crossbow. It urges you to move forward, but you haven't actually moved yet. Okay? And then, so you can roll to hit, because he's drawing a weapon. Are you using your hand axes, or are you attacking him by hand? Damage-wise, it's going to be the same. Actually, no, that's not true. Right now, you'll do more damage with a hand axe. Good deal.
Hand axe.
Okay, so roll a d20. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.